is conditional use number 2484, Dick Ennis Incorporated.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a boat repair facility with outdoor boat and RV storage, a landscape business and a construction business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.37 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Leighton Davis Road, which is Sussex County Route 312A, approximately 0.82 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 address is not available, but the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 34, Parcel 53.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, including the applicant's presentation on the screen. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, including a revision to that letter. And I would note that in total, we've received 20 written comments, which are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Ms. Carmine Burton.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic Carmine Wideman McCartney Owens. I represent the applicant, Dick Ennis Inc., who's applied for an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR district for purposes of operating a boat repair and sales facility with outdoor boat and RV storage, a lawn and landscape business, and a construction business. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application are Dick Ennis and Chris Ennis on behalf of the applicant, as well as Ken Christianberry, professional engineer and president of Axiom Engineering LLC. As stated, we did submit exhibit booklets for your review and consideration. Those exhibit booklets include copies of excerpts from the tax map. We have the application for the conditional use as amended, a copy of the deed for the property. We have the staff analysis along with the map showing other conditional uses that have been approved in close proximity to the property. We also have the, of course, the proposed conditional use site plan, the DelDOT response to the service level evaluation request, and the proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. We also received multiple letters in support of our application, and those letters are currently part of the public record. As stated, this property is located on the southwest side of Leighton Davis Road. It's approximately 0.82 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway. It does contain approximately 5.371 acres of land. It is currently unimproved, and it is owned by Marshall and Geneva Harris, who have entered into a contract to sell the property to the applicant. That contract is contingent upon County Council's approval of this conditional use application, as well as all agency approvals of the conditional use site plan. The goals and purpose of this application is for the applicant to operate all of his businesses from one central location in order to better serve the residents and businesses in this rapidly growing area in Sussex County. The applicant does propose to develop the property in three phases, and that is depicted on the proposed conditional use site plan. At this point in time, I would like to introduce Ken Christianberry to provide a brief overview of the proposed project and introduce the conditional use site plan.
Thank you. Can I use this mouse to go through our exhibits? Oh, sorry. Okay, very good. This is the whole area. I don't know if there's a whole lot to be said, except that if you wonder why we want to do boat storage here, it shouldn't be hard to tell just from where we are. That's pretty self-evident. These are your exhibits, just the tax map. It's an agricultural use. It's surrounded by some ag. There are some residential properties next door. This, of course, indicates the entire area is zoned GR. We are GR. We're surrounded by GR. It's not an AR property that's being proposed for this conditional use. It's simply a copy of our application. There's not a whole lot of need to dig into that. The deed is in the application. This is pretty interesting. This was actually put together by your staff, indicating conditional uses in the area. We are not alone. The use of conditional use to provide for businesses in rural areas is not uncommon, and the growth in this area certainly has increased the need for all kinds of businesses, and boat storage certainly is in demand in this part of Sussex County. Your comments continue, and then they list, there was one conditional use listed at the end that was pending because it was only approved 2 months ago, and it was found to be approved. It's fairly similar to our project as well. So this is the site, just a survey of what it looks like on the acreage. The property, as Mr. Whitehouse shared, is 5.7 acres on Lake Davis Road. There is a very small cross-access easement recorded on this northern line. There's no evidence of a driveway, but our forest buffer starts outside of that cross-access easement. So if someone ever decided in the future they wanted to use it, that would not be obstructed by the improvements proposed with this site plan. We are proposing a 20-foot forest buffer, which is the subdivision buffer that was on the books when this application was made in September of 2023. Phase one is going to be the boat repair building here and a relatively small rental office, and then the perimeter buffer, which just inside the perimeter buffer will be a security fence for the boat storage, the outdoor boat storage area. So the outdoor boat storage would be included in phase one. Phase two is simply a single family home for a site manager, and phase three would be the home building contractor office here. The number of boats that can be stored on the site are indicated on the table on this page. If you look at your site plans up here, it gives you some idea. But the boat storage area, the boat storage in this area, there definitely is a high demand. They get calls now in their current location, and they really can't keep up. So there does seem to be a public need for this, and this is a very good location for that. Total number of employees, probably about 5 at the end of phase one and 10 at the end of phase three. That'll turn this back over to Shannon. If y'all have any other questions for me, I will not be far away.
Thank you, Ken. The proposed use of the property is a permitted conditional use under the zoning code, and it is consistent with the purposes and the goals of the comprehensive land use plan. The property contains approximately 5.37 acres of land. Again, it's located in the GR district. The adjoining parcels to the north, south, east, and west are all zoned GR. There is definitely a mixture of commercially and residentially zoned properties in close proximity to the site. Conditional uses allowed within the GR district include, among other uses, residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of the chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. The 2018 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan Update Future Land Use Map indicates that this property, it has a land use designation of coastal area. As you're aware, the coastal area is a growth area, and it stated that appropriate mixed-use development should be allowed. In doing so, however, careful mixtures of homes with like commercial, office, and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close from home. The proposed project is appropriate and compatible with the goals and directions of the coastal area of the comprehensive plan, as its purpose is to provide convenient areas for businesses that will serve and address the needs of this rapidly growing area. As Ken stated, there's definitely a need for the uses proposed by the applicant in this area of Sussex County. There are many nearby residential developments as well as apartment complexes that prohibit the storage or parking of boats and RVs within the communities. And in addition to that, due to the rapid growth in this area, there is always a need for lawn care and landscape services as well as construction services. This property provides an appropriate and convenient location to address all of those needs on one property. The proposed use is also consistent with the character and the commercial trend of development in this area. There have been 30 conditional use applications within a 1 mile radius of this site, including but not limited to one that was recently approved, and that conditional use is on Leighton Davis Road. It was recently approved by Sussex County for similar uses, as well as other applications that have been approved for other uses such as office, storage, multifamily, residential, recreation, and other uses. With the conditions and limitations that are being proposed by the applicant, the proposed uses will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Rather, the proposed use is of a public or a semi-public carrot, and it is desirable for the general welfare and convenience of neighboring properties and uses in the area. The 2020 Delaware Strategies for State Policies and Spending identify the property as being located in an investment level 2 area where the state does support growth in the near future, and indicates that state investments and policies should support and encourage a wide range of uses in investment level 2 areas. The proposed conditional use does not require any public funds for the use, and it is consistent with the state policies and spending for this area. The proposed use will have no significant impact on traffic. DelDA determined that there will be a negligible impact on traffic. As a result, DelDA did not recommend that a traffic impact study be performed for the proposed uses. And based on the flood insurance rate map, the entire property is located in an area designated as Zone X, which is an area determined to be outside the 500-year floodplain. The property will also be served by an on-site well and on-site wastewater treatment disposal system. The applicant has also proposed conditions of approval. One, the applicant proposes that the conditional use be limited to the following land uses, as well as inside and outside storage areas in the areas and buildings specifically designated for those purposes on the final site plan. Lawn care and landscape business, repair and maintenance of boats and recreational vehicles, boat and outboard engine sales, outdoor storage of boats and recreational vehicles, custom home builder office and indoor storage, and one single family detached dwelling is proposed. The above land uses may be developed in and improved in phases. As Ken had stated, we're proposing 3 phases of development. Building permits shall not be issued until the phase including the building has received final site plan review and approval from the following agencies: Delaware Department of Transportation, Sussex Conservation District, Delaware State Fire Marshal's Office, Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and of course, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. 3, the hours of operation shall be from sunrise to sunset. 4, all security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. 5, the storage areas shall be covered with a pervious stabilizing material. The location and type of material shall be shown on the final site plan. 6, the conditional use shall be subject to all DelDOT requirements regarding the entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to this site. 7, the entrance drive from Leighton Davis Road to the property shall have a paved width of at least 24 feet to accommodate vehicles with boat trailers and RVs, and to allow sufficient space for such vehicles to safely wait to exit the property onto the state right-of-way. 8, any boat fuel or hazardous materials shall be stored in accordance with all applicable regulations. 9, one sign shall be permitted on the property. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. 10, the perimeter of the property shall be fenced with a 6-foot-high chain link security fence. 11, there shall be a landscape buffer between the outside of the fence and the perimeter of the property to screen views from adjoining properties. The landscape buffer shall be 20 feet wide. 12, the final site plan shall indicate the plantings to be provided in the buffer areas. And 13, the final site plan for each phase shall depict or note these conditions and shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. For the reasons presented tonight and based on the public record, the proposed conditional use is appropriate under the comprehensive plan, as it is consistent with the surrounding land uses, the character and the trend of development in this area, the zoning, and it does provide a convenient and central location to services that will benefit the present and future inhabitants of our county. It also meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance as a public or semi-public use, essential and desirable for the general convenience, growth, order, prosperity, and welfare of our county. And for these reasons, we respectfully request that the Commission recommend approval of this conditional use application We, of course, are happy to answer any questions that you have, and I thank you for your consideration of this request.
Okay, thank you, and we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got just a couple to build the record, typical questions for this type of conditional use. I didn't see a sign on the site plan. Of course, you want a sign, right?
Yes.
Lighted?
No.
No? Okay.
But 32 square feet.
On the construction and landscape side, will there be any material stored on the job? Okay.
Mr. Anis, if you're going to testify, I need you to introduce yourself and come to the mic, please.
Good evening. I'm Dick Anis.
Very little?
Very little, sir.
Okay. Will you need any forklifts or equipment on site to conduct business for all three?
Yes.
Such as forklift?
Truck, and we have a small bobcat that will move the boats around.
Okay. On the landscape side, are you going to store mulch or stone or anything
Again,
like that?
Again, very little.
Okay.
At the max, probably 20 yards.
Okay. That's all I have. Mr. Anis has a great reputation for running a good ship in his current location.
Pardon the pun.
Pardon the pun.
Okay, then. Thank you, Mr. Mears. Ms. Wingate, any questions?
Just a couple again for the record. You mentioned sunrise to sunset. Is that 7 days a week?
Yes.
Okay. For the landscaping side, do you do any snow removal that you would need to have those hours extended? Okay. Smart man. You're saying very little on the store materials. Would you be doing any grinding? Maybe you...
No.
And I missed that. Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Will there be storage of any chemicals, fuel, anything like
There'll
that on site?
There'll be a portable fuel tank there for our trucks and people who want gas before we leave them.
I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Staff, anything? Okay. Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right. There being none, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2484, Dick Anis Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2484? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions, comments? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the